Hello, this is WGLY's Lamplighter Program. I'm Howard Gunning, and today I'm sitting in with Tim Wyrock of Metro Community Church in Vandalia. Good morning.
Morning. Glad to be here.
Well, we're glad to have you out here. Now, like I say, you are in the Metro Community Church in Vandalia. For some of our listeners who aren't from the area, where would you find Metro Church?
We meet in Jefferson Primary School in Vandalia. We have a live band. We set up and tear down every week. We watch Pastor Paul Westbrook from our Edwardsville campus. We have a screen there that we watch him deliver the message on. But everything else we do is live. We have our children's ministries and everything there as well.
Well, super. How long have you guys been here?
We have been a campus for 10 years, and we've been in Jefferson Primary for about 2 years now. Yeah.
All right. So what we're doing here is we want to find out from some of the local pastors what's going on in their churches. So give me a summary. You've got a lot of things coming up. I saw you had a Christmas program that
yes.
you did.
Yes.
Remember your congregation? We'll highlight that a little bit. And then.
Yeah, we did the Thrill of Hope series this past Christmas. WJLY was a big part of that, doing that Thrill of Hope video. We're very appreciative of that. And every week in our staff meeting, we talk about things that we're celebrating. And one of the things I keep bringing up over and over is that video and just how it keeps impacting our community. In fact, the mom who is in that video, I'm going to have the opportunity to baptize her here in about a week and a half. So that was a big praise and celebration moment. But some of the other things going on, God is just reaching people in Vandalia and the surrounding areas. We have started multiple small groups in the last 6 months or so.
Now, when you talk about your small groups,
yes.
is there any particular focus to those small groups?
We tend to do off of our weekend service. The whole goal is building community and relationships in people's homes, as well as how is this going to directly apply. Okay, we heard the message. How does this actually apply in my life as I show up to work on Monday or live life and as a stay-at-home mom or whatever, as a parent? How does this actually apply every day? We do also have studies that will happen in our winter spring semester, but for the most part, a lot of them just go off of the weekend services.
Okay. So small groups. What else?
We have our upcoming Easter series. It's going to be called Chains. And really what we're trying to get across with this, we understand that everybody's got chains. We all have things that just shackle us. Some are heavier chains than others. Some are more tightly wound than others. But we're going to talk about those chains and how God is the one who frees us from those chains, and we can have victory in our lives because of Jesus.
Is it wrong when you mention chains? I start thinking of the Muppet Christmas Carol and the guys coming up thinking.
Yeah, no, that's the right idea there.
And you told me that in the summertime you've got Kids Bible Camp coming up?
Yes, we call it KBK. We do that in Rozier Park in Vandalia. We also in our Edwardsville, and we will have another KBK in Granite City on our other campuses. And the goal there, the theme is splash, and we're trying to make a splash for Jesus with those. And the whole goal of KBK is just to connect with families, connect with children, to be able to tell them about Jesus. Take them a step further in their faith, whatever that may be. But just that week, the children's and their families are just having a blast.
And then you also said in the fall, you're going to start probably a very needed ministry.
Yeah, I've been in Vandalia for about 7 months now. I've been on staff there. And one thing that I don't think it's a rare thing in at least America today is that divorce is just a reality. And frankly, recovery ministry is just a reality. And something we're going to start in the fall is divorce care, a small group specifically focused on divorce care. And just those that are going through the difficulty that is divorce.
Yeah, and it's also for what folks who have not just going through the process, but maybe have already been
yeah,
there, right?
Already been there. You can carry that weight for a long time. So if it's just something where you need some other people that understand and can walk through some of that with you, divorce care is definitely for you.
Okay. We're talking with Pastor Tim Wyrock from Metro Community Church in Vandalia. If you want some more information about the church or ministries that are going on, you can go to their website. It's a little bit long, but it's easy. It's metrocommunitychurch.com. That's www.metrocommunitychurch.com. And their campus is in Vandalia, although you have other campuses, the main campus in Edwardsville.
And we do have two other campuses right now in Granite City and Glen Carbon.
Yeah, so that's closer to my neck of the woods over in Highland.
All right.
So you said you've been in Vandalia for about 10 years, mm-hmm. right? And you've been there for 7 years. What drew you to Vandalia?
I've been there for 7 months.
7 months.
Yeah, sorry. That's all right.
7 months. I said years.
Hey, one day it will be
that's
7
right.
years, so that's okay. What drew me there, you know, I've been in church revitalization ministry before this, and God has just kind of placed that on my heart. What really caused the transition is my daughter was diagnosed with type 1 diabetes, which lended ourselves to have to look to another avenue of ministry. God had already kind of placed something on my heart with rural ministry and just small town communities. And when I started connecting with Metro Vandalia, what I saw was people that were ready to just get after reaching people for Jesus. And really, I've said this several times, but I'm like, how could someone not want to be a pastor of a church that wants to do that? And I mean, they have proven that out. And so the heartbeat that I had for small town communities in conjunction with the heartbeat they had to just reach people for Jesus has just kind of blossomed into what God's been doing through our campus, our church.
Now, I'm gonna step back just a second there. You mentioned that your daughter got this type 1 diabetes
yes.
diagnosis. So what does a diagnosis like that do to your faith?
You know, it is very interesting. It was Mother's Day last year, Mother's Day weekend. She got diagnosed the day before.
And how old is she?
She's 7.
7.
She was 6 at the time. We're sitting there, we went from knowing something was wrong to finding out what exactly was wrong as our daughter is fighting to not go into a coma. It was very difficult. As the dad and and husband, I had to sit there and play the calm, tough guy, I guess, a little bit, knowing probably what was going on inside my wife's heart and mind. I had family members that were coming to me questioning how God could do something like this. Through the whole thing, what I found out is the story of Job is very true. It wasn't just true for thousands of years ago when it happened. It was very true for me in that moment, in that when God acts and brings the storms and the difficulties and the struggles in life, He's doing it for a very real purpose. And at the end of Job, in Job 42, we find out that the whole purpose of Job walking through that was for the salvation of his friends that were sitting there kind of criticizing him through the whole story. And for me, that's kind of the attitude that I had. I'm glad that I knew that walking in before all of that, is because through the whole time I was going, okay, who does God want to bring salvation to through something as crazy and difficult and scary as this? And so that may sound like super faith or something. It really wasn't. It was difficult. But because of the Word of God, I had the right perspective, I think, through it.
Yeah, it's one thing to know that, but it's a whole other thing to actually have to live that out. And that's not a diagnosis right now, currently, that goes away.
It's not. There's no... there is no cure for it. It is something that is manageable, and we do manage it, but is not curable. And frankly, my wife probably carries the greatest burden just because she is a stay-at-home mom. She's there when she's not at school. It's 24/7. One thing that I love about our community, I know it's a small-town community, but our school system does an excellent job. The nurses there do a fantastic job with type 1 diabetes. I'm very appreciative of the provision God has given in that.
So you can talk to Pastor Tim about a number of things.
Yes.
Even just, medical, ministry. Well, let's see. We've got about 45 seconds or so left. Is there anything you'd like to highlight before we go?
We at Metro, we desire to be a church that we want people. Let me start that over. We desire to be a church where people want to grow closer to God, each other, and the disconnected. We don't want it to be something to be forced. We want it to be something that we're just kind of letting the flow happen of people having that desire and that want to move closer to God, each other, and disconnected. And if that's you, if you're just like, you know, I need more of that, please check us out. We want to partner with you on how we can move you closer to God.
And you're down there at Jefferson Primary.
Yes.
Right. And what time are your services? When would folks find you?
On Sunday, we're at 10 o'clock. And then we have small groups throughout the week. You can look those up on our website.
Yeah, and the website, again, is metrocommunitychurch.com. And, you know, I was off because I thought we had 45 seconds left. We actually had a minute and 45 seconds left, so my bad.
Yeah.
Tim, I really appreciate your vulnerability about your daughter and would encourage our listeners to be praying for your family. That's, again, that's something that not only your family have to go to, but your daughter's going to have to live with that diagnosis.
Yep.
For a lifetime, but the opportunity to use that as a ministry really is.
God has used that. We were able to get well connected inside of Vandalia very quickly because of the type 1 community there. There's several families there, and they embraced us, and we share stories. We watch out for each other. We do all kinds of stuff. What worked for us, is it working for you? Or do you have any ideas? You know, that has definitely happened.
Great. Well, this has been WJOI's Lamplighter program. I'm Howard Gunning with Pastor Tim Wyrock, and thanks for making us a part of your day.